Yo, what's up? Fuck. Let's see, it's 1:15. It's Sunday. I was up pretty late last night, so I don't know. Whatever. This is when I get up. I don't know, man. What am I supposed to do? I guess I got to do this quick because Jacqueline was getting up earlier. She got up earlier and she's like, I'm going outside. It's nice out. And I'm like, I can't get up yet. I'm too tired. I'm not leaving the bed. I'm just not. She's like, okay, meet me downstairs. And I don't know how long ago that was. It was a couple hours ago. And now she's like, what's up? She's not bothering me, but she's like, I just woke up. She's like, she's at some flea market, and I gotta go downstairs. I gotta go have brunch. Oh God, you know, it's not like that. I'm just like, you know, it's late. I don't know why. This is every morning. You know what I'm saying? All right. So let's fucking. What's going on in the news? It's Sunday. So it's probably. Oh my God. This is the first headline that came up in the Reddit news. And it's this, you know, this isn't happy news. I don't even want to read the thing. But it says, Russian man charged with 729 counts of rape against his 5 foster daughters. Yeah, I hope that is, I hope that's enough to keep you in jail for life. That's, Cambodian female workers in Nike, Asics, and Puma factories suffer mass faintings. What is it about sneakers? Why are we okay with, slaves if they're not in our country putting together our sneakers? Sportswear. The employee's short-term contract work 10-hour days in 30 degrees Celsius. I don't know what Celsius is. Celsius is fucking dumb. I mean, I understand it's dumb because I don't know it, but I don't know. I mean, how. I mean, that's the thing, is that New Balance, I was mad at New Balance because they were support Trump, and I don't like Trump at all, but they do make their sneakers in America, which is better than, I think making sneakers in America and supporting probably one of the worst presidents. That's better than using slaves. I just got new sneakers, but they're Adidas. I don't know where they make their sneakers. I should look. My running sneakers are New Balance because I bought them a while ago. Yeah, because I didn't run for fucking 3 years. Let's look for. Now I'm gonna just look for. I got. Hopefully, there's happy stories. Okay. Police called after gang of youths abuse. Susan Boyle. Now this, I just saw Susan Boyle. I was like, oh, maybe this is good. Gang of Youth abuse Susan Boyle. Do you remember Susan Boyle? She was on that English talent show. It's like, Britain's Got Talent. And everybody's like, look at her. She's old and, like, she's overweight and she's not, like, attractive. And then she could sing. And everybody's like, how come she's not attractive and she can sing? And she sang beautifully. And the world was, you know, in love with her. So it was reportedly terrorized. Britain's Got Talent winner Susan Boyle, 56, was reportedly terrorized by a group of teenagers near her home in Blackburn. And the Postal Center said that there are plans to get the police involved to ensure the star's safety. So we don't describe the gang use as throwing stones and hurling abuse at the star while she was on a bus. The fuck? Terrible children. Abusing some poor lady. Well, I hope they catch these kids. That's not a good story either. There's not one happy story in here. I just gotta find one. I'm gonna find one and then I'm gonna be out of here, I think. Nope. Terrible. Not good. Okay, here we go. Minnesota liquor stores gear up for the start of Sunday sales. That sounds good. I guess in Minnesota, couldn't buy liquor on Sunday because of Jesus. And now they said, oh, that's right. That's not supposed to be why there's laws. And now you can buy, you're going to be able to buy liquor again on Sunday. So people get to work. Well, I guess if you were like working in a liquor store, you'd like to have your Sundays off. Bummer, but who doesn't want some extra booze on a Sunday? So it's a more than century-old prohibition on Sunday liquor sales. Well, good for them. I've been to Minnesota. Let those fuckers drink. And I don't even drink, but I like people drinking. I like to hang out with people when they're drinking. Just because I can't drink doesn't mean I don't want other people to not drink. It's fun. They have a good time doing it. So I'm all for it. You know, I mean, understand, it's bad. It's dangerous. It's more dangerous than some other... it's more dangerous than marijuana, but this is what we decided is okay. This is the what we said legally, socially acceptable, you know. So until we want to switch, but they're never going to switch it. And it's fine. It's good. I enjoyed drinking when I drank so much that I wanted to do it all the time. It's fun. So congratulations, Minnesota. It's Sunday. Get fucking ripped. Drink up. And, all right, listen, I'm going to go. I'm going to get out of here. I got to go do shit. But it's Sunday, you know. But I'll talk to you fucks tomorrow. I can't wait. It's going to be, tomorrow's show is going to be good, I think. Maybe. Who knows? All right, we love you.